I have no idea what a quorum is.
So we've got the four. So yeah, because we're normally seven. Okay, so I'm going to open the Planning Commission meeting for Thursday, August 29th, 2024. It's 7:33. Rob Balave, Judy Corso, Vincent Foy, Allison Despathy, we're all here tonight so far. We'll see about David, and Pete is out. So I guess that brings us to the first point, which would be, does anyone want to take notes? I ended up pulling together the minutes last time. I don't mind doing it again.
It might be better if you did it, because I'm kind of behind on my minutes for other organizations.
They're recording.
I can always go back and do that.
Very strong about taking.
You do?
Yes or no?
That I do not.
No worries.
Oh, you do?
I do not. David and I hold these together, so I will do it for this one.
Well, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind, because I want to take good notes for what I need to do here.
Sure, because
so
then,
I got to go back and do it exactly.
Sure. Okay, great.
Okay, so I will do the notes, and then I do have an agenda here, if you guys want to.
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay, you guys, that one, did you saw?
I printed it off.
Okay, perfect. And do you guys want a copy of minutes?
I got them here for July, I mean.
For the July, yeah.
We didn't get any for June. Still.
Yeah, Kate is working on those, she said. Yeah, she'll bring those the next time around.
And these look.
Yeah, so I guess I would just start off from the top of the agenda. Are there changes to the agenda that you guys see? Anything you wanted to add? Or shift at all?
The only question is if we have any role at the select board meeting in their review of proposed plan.
Okay.
And I guess we need to be there.
So, that's what it seemed like when I talked to Glenn about it.
And if they have questions.
Exactly.
Answer as best we can.
It was basically just like a sort of, here we go. Was there anything we wanted to pass on of significance? Yeah. And then they sort of take it from there.
Actually, Glenn could probably. He's probably the most versed on it.
Exactly.
So he can
answer the questions. Yeah. But I'll plan on being there for sure.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
Okay. No. Okay. So we're good on the agenda then otherwise?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then review and acceptance of the meeting minutes. So if you guys want to obviously check
them. I've looked at them. They look good. It was a little bit confusing on the place sense thing, but I think I figured it all out.
Yeah, and we can dive into the details on that for sure.
Oh, I had a question, because at the last meeting, we went through some things that the legislature acted on, and that we didn't think were really good for our area, Vermont, kind of sparsely populated, rural and stuff like that, that it was more designed for Burlington and things like that. And I've forgotten exactly what it was, because I was speaking to Tom Zabrowski about it. And I said, you know, Tom, to be honest with you, I don't remember. Was it about livestock in your yard?
Well, those were the questions that we were going to dive into because of where they had placed the farming and the forestry in the two districts that we didn't in Danville have it. Okay. But it's a protected land use, so we can get into that when we go there.
Okay.
Yeah, if that was what it was related to. But a lot of people have had that concern about 687 passing because, you know, you want to build up the sort of villages and the towns. Sure. But then it's what pressure does it put on the rural communities because of critical resource areas. But that wasn't really being addressed in the place sense adjustments this time around.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, I think they look fine.
Other than that, and Judy and Vince, did you guys have any concerns or changes to the minutes at all?
No.
Okay. So I think we can... then I don't know if anyone wants to move to approve them. Or
I would move to approve them.
Okay, perfect. I second. So we're good on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and then last last meeting we had talked about the chair, vice chair, but then we kind of held off on it because Vince wasn't here and Kate wasn't here. And now David isn't here.
And Kate's not.
Right. So I don't know how that's going to land. So because, especially of what had come up for me with my son this past month, I have no problem unless somebody wants to be the chair. You go for it. It's all you. I'll stay vice chair. I have no problem doing the chair position and reaching out, connecting with PlaySense and, you know, the adjusting the town plan and the bylaws. I have no problem with that. If you guys want me to do that and be chair, I just, as I mentioned last month, and I'll just say that because Vince wasn't here, that I would prefer to be the chair and have a vice chair so that if something comes up, I can know to reach out. Because Judy, you called me out on the, where's the minutes, what's happened, so thank you. Because I obviously lost track of time in the month. I literally just looked at August and I was like, oh good, I have another week. And then it was like, wait, there's 5 weeks. So I apologize.
Totally understand.
So,
so I'm sorry on that. So those are my thoughts.
I'm leaving the end of the year.
Right.
So I'm not a really good, and because I'm so swamped with all my other involvements.
Right.
You know, I don't think I'd be very good at it. Because I could run a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do that. Well, that's what you need.
And be the vice chair. That's all you need.
Okay.
Okay. So then you guys, and that would be the question of if you're comfortable with me as chair, or if you want to wait till Kate and David are here, I'm fine with that too.
And the rest of us will give you a hand. Oh, you need it.
Okay. Normally, life is pretty moving along. This one threw me through the ringer. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if anyone wants to make a motion there or make it.
I guess. Well,
unless there's concern.
We need more people to vote because
you can.
Oh, right.
That's a possibility.
We'll never get there.
I don't know, as planned, you usually have to.
And I don't know the answer to that one.
Because you can't vote for yourself? Is that it?
Yeah, because then it's no more form.
Okay, we'll wait till next month.
Okay.
At least we got somewhere.
But in the meantime, we have an understanding.
Yes, yeah. And I will reach out if in need, and thank you. Perfect. Okay, so that's that. And then moving on to bylaw modernization update. So, okay. Did you guys read that email from?
Yeah.
Interesting, huh?
I mean, it seems like the last few details, it seems like that's something.
Oh, yeah, we got to get this definitely done for tonight. So, this is like our wrap it up, get it to select board, so our timing is
But
set.
I did speak with my brother. Speak with my brother about section 701.2.
Okay, perfect. So we'll get to that in 1 second if you don't mind.
Okay, we'll do it logically.
Yeah, I'll just follow through on the. But thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
So the PlaySense piece. Okay. And actually, what I did, and you guys tell me if this makes sense, there were just a few other changes in the bylaw from the zoning administrator and the DRB recommendations, because we had gone through a bunch last time. They're all good. So why don't we maybe just cruise through this year, and we can talk about the PlaySense and the rest of the DRB ones, if that sounds okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Vince, I just want to point this one out to you in particular. We kind of waited on this because we did want your feedback. Last time round, all of us were like, whoa, what are we talking about here? Glenn really is in favor of this because he foresees in the future that the town will be responsible for all the roads, and he wants, you know, the roads sort of put in place at a good standard so they can be maintained properly. But we then got into a conversation about, you know, farmland or people who have big tracts of land and what's that going to look like if you want to do a road through your land or a driveway. So if we are not clear on this, we definitely can wait. This wasn't something that was, you know, urgent or based on law.
So it's a question about private roads.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe three or more. Oh, you mean like when somebody subdivides off the main road, and they have to have a private road going.
Mm-hmm. Or if they're extending out a road, you know, on the property or something along those lines. So we can take more time with this and sort of think it through or seek more clarity.
One of the things that you were discussing was just whether, you know, three or more lots, were there circumstances where someone in their family was just adding houses, you know, with a family or a farm compound. Would this be too restrictive to require it to be up to class three? Otherwise, if it's an ordinary subdivision, it doesn't seem...
It would seem like that would be normal to require that.
Yeah,
right. They expect for a normal subdivision.
Sure. So we just ran into the family land.
Right, so is there, do you think that's something that's going to be an issue, or is it... No, because if they're going to do... They're going to do three houses, it's not always necessarily always going to... Somebody's going to want.
Yeah, well, I mean, once stuff is deeded off,
right,
and there's no control, you know, that it stay in the family. I mean, the farm next to us, Coochers, has been all split up.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all subdivided, and then each sister owns, but then, you know, people change.
Right.
People
die,
people
right.
move.
Right.
And then you're really stuck with, you know, unrelated people. Eventually buy these properties.
And I guess the impetus behind this was more, as it says, emergency vehicle access and that sort of thing. It's not going to be put up proposed as a public road.
Just to have it,
still has to get there.
I mean, my sense is to make it class three standards. I mean, there's a lot of problems right now with class four stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it really is an issue.
Oh, yeah.
And people are going nuts about it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these smaller towns around here that are
struggling. Yeah.
And people want access, and town doesn't want to do anything. And, you know, it seems like we should make it.
And that's where I can see where Glenn was coming from with wanting to just ensure moving forward that they're going to be in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
and for emergency access.
Yeah.
There's been these cases where they get there, and you know, it just puts a lot of stress on the system.
It does.
What about if it's one large lot at the end of a driveway with accessory dwelling, say three? No, it's kind of the same. Just, you know. It's just all
except that there, it's all on 1D, right? Accessory.
Yes. But still, you need emergency access.
Yeah.
That would be adequate.
And that's what then we were running up against. You know, what are the cost implications for somebody?
Yeah.
You know, so it's that line of, and that's where it just was, you know, again, this, you know, it sounds like there should maybe be some action around it, but it wasn't like that urgency thing like some of the place sense stuff. So I don't know, people.
Well, I'm happy with myself with going ahead
with that.
I would say so. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Okay.
You could sense it could be restrictive, but I just think it creates problems in the future. Mm-hmm. Not upfront about having decent standards. Mm-hmm.
And that's what Glenn is obviously seeing.
It is just going to stress out the road.
So. Mm-hmm. And do we agree on the three? Because that number is like there's all flexibility, and you know, new private roads providing access to three or more lots must be built. I mean, two, three, I mean, there's also flexibility there.
But I wouldn't go lower than
that.
Yeah. Go with three, because that feels like subdivision that's going to be unrelated by some point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it behooves people in a situation like that to have it, to be fighting each other about
who does what.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they will have to hire plowing anyway, if it's a private road, the town's not obligated to plow it.
Exactly.
It's really just access for emergency stuff. But.
And it's new, so obviously.
And if it's a development, like Steve's lots.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do for road access? Pretty big roads?
Well,
they look pretty darn nice to me.
Yeah.
And there's drainage.
Six or eight lots.
a lot of it is just like culvert size and ditching. I mean, the road, right. Right. But a lot of it is drainage issues.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it has to do with class three versus class four. So. Right.
He's done that. I'd be surprised if that's not in his class.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all in consensus then?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
We're all good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, that works. And then, so I think that was really the last. Oh, yeah, there was one other one from Glenn, I'm sure we'll get to. Okay. And then the place sense stuff. Okay. So the big things that we had for Rod from place sense. So 414 was just a quick clarity language piece, if you guys recall that. So I don't know if one of these. This was the place sense 687 update. Do you guys need one of those? Okay. So if you guys look on 414 on that, and that was on the back side.
Affordable housing. Oh, good. So that one asked.
414? 514? No.
414.1. 414. It's on the new here.
Okay, maybe I gave you an older one.
Hold
Oh, that's on the second. For some reason they go from.
It's on the next
page. It's on the second page. It's not in numerical order. I mean, yes. We go.
Yeah, that is an older one.
See that?
Yeah.
Here you go. I may have an extra one.
I have one here, too. Well,
all it says is it's added.
Oh, here you go. So it's on the back of that one.
I got you.
So, yeah, so 414 on this, where it said the lack of clarity of this provision, we suggest no change.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were just kind of like, what is he talking about?
Right.
Yeah. So he clarified that. I don't know if you guys caught the email that I had sent.
Yeah.
He said the sentence is missing some key words. It should read, because of the lack of clarity in the statutory provision, we suggest no change. And then he had his opinion. We think this piece of the statute is poorly written and will ultimately be clarified by case law. Until then, we think you're fine.
Oh, so in other words, don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in flux.
Yeah, and we just, as a group last time, had an issue. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So are we all good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. With his clarification there. All right. Yeah. And then the other things that we had from him. So the biggest thing was basically just the farming as, you know, protected land use.
Yeah.
And the fact that Danville does not have it in permitted use in 510 and 511. So
they still don't have it right. I mean, there are more statutes. What's not right though is the definition of farming.
Yeah.
Because farming, definition is correct, but it doesn't go far enough because what we're prohibited from regulating are farms that are subject to the,
accessory.
You must know, but
The agricultural management practices.
Required agricultural practices.
Okay.
So there's a definition of farming that they've got, which about raising, feeding, cultivating, etc. But it's not a farm unless you're 4 acres contiguous or more, and you earn $2,000 income, and you file the 1040F.
Yeah.
For the past 2 years.
That means that you could regulate farming activities for under 4 acres.
Right.
In your village forest.
With his example here, if somebody buys the church, and they want to put in pig farm, we can stop them from doing that because they don't have 4 acres.
Right.
And so they are not regulated by the state, and therefore we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and our issue was the fact that what we're talking about is in the village. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go up to those. Exactly.
Yeah, chickens in
there. Right.
Right. Would be okay, but wouldn't.
Chickens?
So this was 510.
So I'm not going to.
But that's not.
Unless it's all roosters.
Oh, I brought up about in Rutland, my daughter is adjacent with a guy from in the Ayers land who has goats and roosters and shit.
Yeah. I know. And Burlington's got a bunch of that going on in cannabis farming.
Yeah, in a quarter acre.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so then if we're looking at 510, so this is where we start to go through our sort of districts.
So, and maybe this is something we can, for now, well, and I hate to take it out, do it for now and then work on it, because it took me a while to figure out what it was, because he's just saying, we've always done it.
Well, right. Anyone can do anything.
So it took me a while because I don't have access.
And PlaySense is just doing a broad brush saying you can't regulate it at all because
there's
regulations on farming.
So, right.
Which seem, kind of broad.
Yes.
Right.
Not defined enough.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and it makes sense if farms are all regulated by the state, with the required agricultural practices.
And the 4 acres.
And all those sort of things. Then that's right.
Right.
They do it, we don't.
Right.
But if you're talking about somebody farming,
in a smaller space.
In a smaller space.
Village core.
In these two districts, core and
historic. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing, of course, is that not every lot in those two areas are under 4 acres.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, probably
the brick house.
You're right. Yeah. Your brother can have
it. Although,
we couldn't do anything about it.
I don't think it's all one lot.
Well, that's probably not. Uh-huh. But anyway.
Yeah.
But that's where I guess it would be, how do we want to move forward on this? Do we still want to keep it out and up in the definitions, put a note?
Oh, wait. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have a horses over.
Mm-hmm.
Is that farming horses?
Only if you got 4 or more.
So they've got all the
numbers. I'm glad you looked it up.
I had the
4 acres, it's 4 horses.
That's the magic number.
Well, actually, there's a little farm definitions. Where is it? There's a handy little.
Yeah, I need to write that.
Illustrated. Oh, that part didn't print off or something. There was they had a little
breakdown.
What
is that?
Seventh, yes. Here. Okay. Oh. Yeah, this one doesn't have it. This one has small farm has it. 50 mature dairy cows, 75 young stock, 75 cows, 40. 40? 40 equines?
But that's,
oh, I'm sorry. That's a CS.
Certified, that's a certified small farm.
Okay. So a small farm is 4 more acres. But somewhere for some reason my printer didn't print it all out.
There's an under 4 acres.
If you've got 4 acres, if you want to be considered a farm and you're doing horses, it's either 3 or 4 horses.
That's what makes
it a farm. I can't remember. I thought it was 4. I thought it was.
Okay.
Well, you're right, because that was a pasture in your brother's place.
So then in 510 and 511, then we could. We have more of a say because we haven't had those in there as permitted use.
Right.
And so so right now you guys can see up on the screen, hopefully, PlaySense, their suggestion based on 687 was farming and accessory on-farm businesses, forestry and group home moved over to permitted. So I guess the question is, do we want to make a note in the definition? Do we keep it out of there?
I think either that or
keep it in and then just note the definition of a farm in the back up in the definitions.
I'm just trying to think because Howard Hawkins, the old farm across the train station, back in the day, that was a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in the village core district?
That's Bert.
Actually,
he's got cattle in there.
Yeah.
And that's more than 4 acres?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. That pasture.
Yeah. Okay.
It's probably farm. See, so we don't regulate it.
Right.
State
but he's not in the village. Village core. He's in village residential.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, that does make a difference.
So then he's okay. Okay. Although he should be written.
But then I remember Albert Danforth down here had a bunch of horses, but that was back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on his place on Brainerd Street.
Yeah, because basically what we're looking at then is like what we want to do in the Village Core District and then what we want to do in 511 with the historic neighborhoods.
Well, it does say, the definition of farming that's proposed to be added does indicate that it's growing plants, raising animals, harvesting plants, or blah, blah, blah. That the Vermont Agency of Agriculture Food Markets determines it's a farm under state statute rules.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that means that
relates back to
it's got to be your 4 acres, you got to be $2,000 in income, you got to, et cetera, et cetera. Otherwise, we should be able to
do something.
About it, right? So we're protected in that sense. Mm-hmm. The question is, how do we let people know?
Exactly. That's what I was just trying to figure out.
Visionary thing is looking at our plan and the need for housing and the need for infill. So therefore, it would really squeeze out any prospective farming in the Village Core, for example. Mm-hmm.
If the housing
it's not likely to be an issue. And frankly, you know, it's not. We're not in the business of dealing if somebody creates a public nuisance by. I'm not a farmer, but I'm going to have half dozen pigs in my backyard.
Well, that's what I then talked to Rod about. You know, then where do you go with that? You know, if you can't do anything.
Well, over here, Frank Seibenbrenner has 24 sheep, but I don't think he's in the Village Core.
Well, and Skip Gray.
Oh, yeah.
He's always got a few cattle and a couple of pigs.
Yeah, well, he has about 11.
And it seems like
but that's not the core. The core is pretty restricted.
We do plan to review and adjust the zones for the Village Core.
So I think at least on this count, then the question is, because we can definitely get into that. I think at this point it would be wrapping up this place sense stuff and seeing the best answer.
The Village Core is really tiny.
Is that the little purple thing?
No, it's yellow.
It's yellow? Oh, the red. Oh, well, there's red. There's,
have you got?
I see red and then purple. But.
I've got a larger.
This is probably bigger than
this. This is what I got. So,
it's
yellow right there.
Oh, okay.
See?
Yep.
And then you have the Village Residential is the purple. Mm-hmm. You see? And
then what color is the historic?
Historic is a kind of a dark blue. And that's just spotty.
Right. Okay.
That's real spotty. And then there's a dark green public. So that's like green.
And that's where then if we're talking 510 and 511.
That's hardly any.
I mean, do you put farming and accessory on farm businesses as permitted use?
I would say no.
It seemed like if you're thinking about this under 4 acre thing that could be controlled, that it should be conditional, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can bring it up.
Well, maybe we don't, because farming is defined, even though it doesn't say it, because it refers to this, so it means 4 acres, then what we put under conditional use is non-state regulated farms or non-FAP.
The agricultural AMPs, isn't that what they call it? Agricultural management practice farms?
Well, they have this thing called RAPs. RAPs. Require an agricultural practice.
Yeah.
You got to get up to date on your lingo. They're changing it again.
So would we want to put
it's the same
under
thing,
conditional?
Yeah, they decided to call it something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would put it under conditional.
And so we would do farming and accessory on-farm businesses and keep that in permitted use, and then put in conditional use, put the non-RAP farms.
No, I would remove the farming accessory on businesses from permitted uses for the village.
Just remove.
Well, no, I think we have to. If there
He's saying that we have to because
if there's somebody with 4 acres here in town that wants to have a farm smack dab in the middle, then they can do it.
We can't do anything.
And they regulate it. We don't. Someone can sue them for being a nuisance if they are, but we don't regulate. It's only if somebody wants to start a farm on 1 acre in the village core, then we can do something.
So then the question I think would be, do you put something in conditional use on that, or back at the definition of farming, do you just make sure you sort of qualify the non-RAP farms, or do you do both? You know, somehow.
I think you should say in conditional use, non-state regulated agriculture.
Or farms not subject to RAPs.
Right, something like that.
And I would spell out the RAPs.
Yeah, what do you think? What should the language be on that? Yeah, definitely. People are going to be like, what is that?
Well, you have to say not subject to required state required agriculture practices.
I know.
I think because of the. Let me just look at. So they've defined it as it's a agriculture determines is a farm under state statute. It's basically farming or agriculture that it's not that does not meet state
definition. And then it's
which is an awful long thing to put under conditional use.
Right. But so then basically are we really saying that if someone did just want to have like 12 chickens?
Well, you see, are we saying...
Like that's where it's like, how do we want to differentiate that?
Well, and do we make them get a permit if somebody... one of our neighbors has chickens over here. Right across from right across actually from the gazebo, just about
Like Polly Junkies.
Right across the street from Junkies.
Okay,
is a house. They got a trampoline and they've got chickens.
Right,
and fine. Don't bother. It's good.
Right,
but that
as long
must
as
be
you don't have roosters.
I know.
That must
they can be noisy.
I would imagine.
I bet they didn't have to get zoning permit for that.
And that's where it's like, how do you go down that road? I know, that's where. The etiquette really is, you know, if you're going to farm or have a farming practice or get animals, like you're going to do it right and you're going to make sure it isn't a nuisance, you know, for your neighbors. And if it is a nuisance, then obviously, you know, that'll come up. I don't know if that would come to the select board of the state.
I mean, you also don't want to say, I've got a garden in the backyard and grow tomatoes. I mean, that's farming.
Right.
Do I have to get a zoning permit?
Exactly. I don't know. How about this for an idea? Tell me what you guys think. If we do, as suggested here, with farming and accessory on-farm businesses, forestry, group home, because I think what we have is we can always go to the definition, like if an issue arises, and we can say, okay, here, this is what we're talking about difference-wise. And then if we give ourselves more time to sort of qualify that, you know, in our sort of next round of bylaw updates, and at least, you know, get forestry in the right place, get the group home sort of in the right place, because that was 687.
Right.
And then just, you know, strike the stuff here. Because we do have the definition to go by if there is an issue.
But it'd be good if we could add the R-A-P-N with it.
Maybe that's it. Go ahead and do what they suggest we do, and just at the end of the definition, we just mention that
farms that do not
covered.
Well, no, just saying that farming, and it says means a site, blah 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 blah.
You mean farming agency, as defined by RAP?
Terms is a farm under state statutes and rules. And just say, you know, yes.
In the definitions part of it.
Right.
Farming is known as what's defined by RAPs. Yeah, maybe that's the easiest way out, because then if somebody's not
What do we do there?
Well, they're no longer listed as a permitted use.
Right.
Because they're not, they don't qualify.
So they're either going to know that or not know that, you know, and forward
but
or not.
And it's going to be conditional, and then at least somebody's looking at it.
Right.
And
that's
all really need.
Exactly. Okay.
So maybe at the end of the definition, we
just
say, note, they've got too long of an agency name. Bond Agency of Agriculture, Food, and Markets.
I know.
Don't they call them something?
I know. They're going to get their own acronym.
Department Ag. They went to the agency level.
They did. Okay, so what do we want to say here? We want to say farming is defined
by the state.
Well, let's see. It says Vermont farms that meet the thresholds set in the required agricultural practices are required to comply with regulations.
No, it's a tough one. It also, there's a part of me that's really like, well, if somebody does want to have chickens somewhere, like, I don't feel like they should be held back. I don't want them to create a nuisance.
But if they're not, then who cares?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we just say the state definition. I think it's almost like our zoning administrator is the one who needs to know this.
And I can totally check in with Dennis on this, no problem. And that's where I think, like, for what our intent is we're sort of getting the stuff in the right place. And if there is an issue that arises, we can go to this. And I think
and revise it.
In the next round, and I can definitely ask Dennis too, like, he's the one having the conversations, you know, what would be the most helpful for you in this situation? So unless you guys feel super strong about getting it nailed down.
Leave it the way PlaySense wants it permitted, because it's you can't be regulated.
Right.
Farming. So you're probably right. I mean, what's the...
What about if we just add a sentence that says, state-defined farms, because that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
State-defined
farms.
I had something in my head and lost it. I'm sorry.
No, that's how it goes. Please refer to the state for farming definitions.
State-defined farms are subject to required agricultural practices. No, that's not telling.
Right.
I mean, it's true, but it's not. So what we're saying is that these are they are.
Refer to state definition.
Terms is a farm under state statute and rules.
Do you don't think there's any problem with also pointing them to the place?
Well, all right, it says, Vermont Agency of Ag determines is a farm under state statutes and rules which subject them to FAPs.
RAPs. All of our
required agricultural practices.
Right, okay, and I would write that out. So if you just got that, go for it, and I'll write it.
Determines is a farm under state statute and rules, comma, which subjects them to
required agricultural practices.
Capitalized R-A.
Required agricultural
practices.
Yeah.
for the caps.
Capital
all in caps.
On each letter.
Caps.
Caps.
And what that does, and so that R, A, and P are all capitalized.
I got that.
And that sort of is, that's just a flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tells
yeah.
people.
There is a difference.
And then they need to go look at
it. Yeah. So which subjects them to required agricultural practices?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And this is under the farming definition. Just give me the two last words so I can make sure I'm on the right page. You have it pulled up where this would go.
It says farming, and mm-hmm. the last two rules are under state. It's under state statutes and rules.
Okay. Yeah.
And actually, you don't need a comma with which.
And rules which, you know, which subjects them to required agricultural practices reps. Got it. Okay. That's easy enough. I think that makes sense. I do. And then I think it gets put into permitted use. So I guess the question on this one really for everyone, now that that's figured out, and thanks for taking the time with the wording, Judy, is are you guys good with the strikes here, right? Group home was moved over to permitted
right.
use because that was 687.
Yeah.
Dwelling, accessory, that's struck. Okay.
All those things. Like,
that's okay.
What they said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whether we like it or not.
Yeah,
I know.
Like,
from the state.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Exactly. Everything will be just fine.
We're going to go with that. That's the mantra. Okay.
A quick question, because
yes.
I may have an old one. Under farm structure,
mm-hmm.
they also refer to required architecture.
Oh, do they?
So,
go back. In the definitions you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's under.
Oh, I see. But they took that out. Because now, one that I have as it all crossed out except farm structure needs building enclosure.
2024.
Yeah, this is what we updated. So
license,
last time round you went through this one. So there was an adjustment there.
Okay, I haven't
yeah,
got
yeah.
that today.
Okay, okay. Yep, no, that was the
but
one I
why
shared
did
on Google.
They remove RPs?
Well, they had this whole thing. They had the
farm structure.
These were all based on 687. So this was the new law that went through in June.
And it does refer to the VSA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
yeah,
whole,
it does.
That other language all it had all about, you know, four equines,
right,
five cattle or bison, 15 swans.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
They got rid of that. Camelids.
Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah.
Camelids. Yeah. Camelids. Camelids. Camelids.
Rattites?
What are rattites?
That's a new
oh,
one.
That
coming.
Could be
are those rats?
Alpacas or llamas.
But are we good with them? Last time we sort of had adjusted that one.
Rattites?
Like, that seems like it could be.
Like emus,
is that the emu alpaca? Okay, I'm going to go back to where we were so we can keep
yes,
moving forward.
Let her stop.
Okay. All right, so we were at our village core, and we
yes.
accepted that. We made the language adjustment. We got our new private roads thing. That's all set. Okay. I'm going down to 511
yep,
right,
right
now. Was it? Nice, Vince.
I think it's an ostrich, a reindeer.
How did you know that, Vince? That's great.
Good for Crawford.
You accessed it.
That was a big guess, but I had
good.
A feeling.
Hey, Crawford.
Oh, my goodness.
There's been some E.T. articles.
That's classic.
I can remember.
Okay, so same thing in 511.
Yeah, so
right.
Is everyone okay? I'm going to bring up
and
511. We did our acceptance on 510. I'm just going to 511. Bear with me. Okay, same thing with 511.
Yeah.
Okay. Is everyone's good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
512.
Yep.
And
same deal. So 512, 513. Okay. So everything's just getting shifted back 13, over to
14 and 15.
Yeah. So are we all in consensus and agreement on that? We got this, and then we're
yeah,
going to
yeah.
do the farming
yeah.
adjustment language thing. Okay, 5, 16, 17, got it. Okay, so I've got all those. Perfect. And then we move to, where else, what else do we need to do in here? Oh, yeah, okay. So two other pieces. I tend to go see. There it is. Okay, so that was all the place sense stuff that we had gone through.
And the zoning administrator.
And then, yeah, so the next one was the zoning administrator.
We held off on a couple of weeks for a larger discussion.
Yes. So 304.2, we had all accepted last time with the language adjustment, which I did. So this was from Dennis. These were we looked at this one last time, but I had a few quick questions on it. Okay. So 304.2, we had accepted with the language piece. So I can just pull that up. And then basically what Dennis is looking for here was he really needed to be able to let people know that if we're talking about a wetland, the DRB isn't going to be giving a waiver or variance or anything. Like, that has to be approved by the Agency of Natural Resources.
That's fine. I just...
Yeah,
perfect. I had time to look. And that's,
okay, perfect.
Yes,
yes, so that's really
time,
what...
I just didn't understand.
Yeah, because we were wondering about personal private land, et cetera. Yeah. So basically, he just wants to be able to say, you know what, we can't touch that. This is a state issue. We want to do right because it helps.
No, I think that's really good. Be able to pick
Exactly. So that was a big deal for him. So we're all in agreement with me just going through to Section 410 and getting that squared away.
Yep.
Okay. Because I did 304.2. So, okay. So that was that one. That's easy enough. And I think I'm going to check in with him on the other priorities for after the next sort of bylaw update that we do. These were just the sort of top priorities between Place Sense and him. And then Section 701, that was with you and your brother, Rob.
And he looked at what we've written down.
Yep.
Which was, what is it?
We were just wondering about the neighbor.
He said it looked good because it reflected what he wrote and looked at. And you.
Vince, this was, I don't know if you needed a copy of that one. Existing and proposed.
We really just adopted that. I mean, we
the only reason we held off on that, the only note I had was the question about neighbor awareness, and you were going to review that with Toby. So it basically came down to
whether there would the neighbor would be notified.
Abutting owners informed.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would ask him that. What reason?
So basically, when you're talking about the subdivisions, we just wanted to make sure that it wasn't just going to be a public hearing, that the specific neighbors were going to be made aware.
Yeah, but isn't that a question for the zoning administrator? Because I think that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I think what it was is change. I'm sorry, because I don't have the proposed change is to. Is to allow the zoning office administrator to issue the permit, right?
Yeah.
And because they are issuing the permit without a hearing.
Oh,
nobody's notified.
Notified.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Do we add language?
When you get a permitted use permit, you still have to put one of those P's on the.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So that's. Sort of notice.
Yeah. Okay. I'll confirm with Dennis.
Right.
And because so it's not confirming.
No.
It's more Dennis.
It was more of, well, I think the other part of it is, are we going to be able to, we might have to wait on this one then, if we can't sort of come to a consensus and agree on what we want to do there for this round. And if Toby wants it to happen,
Well, I think we agreed to do it. It was just a question of the logistics of informing the abutters.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where we landed. So I don't know if we just added.
Generally speaking, that is in the front end of the zoning bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
In
Is it?
Well, usually is. That's where the responsibilities are.
I think it's actually in ours. It's at the end, isn't it? Yeah, planning.
Oh yes, it is. Yeah.
Because okay. It's
that's in 8 to 100.
Yes.
Or in Article 8.
And I'm just wondering if we just were to add something onto his proposed, if we need to add something of neighbors, you know, somehow the neighbors.
Well, let me just look in division.
It may be happening anyway.
Right.
In section 8 to 100, because if we can just include a paragraph or a sentence
right.
that is in that, then that.
Then it could be good to go.
Yeah.
The zoning.
Yeah, so basically our question is, if the zoning administrator issues the permit.
Okay, so it's 805.
Is it an 805?
It's an 805. Yeah. But I don't see it. So maybe that needs to be added to it. That TA advises abutting owners of any application.
Yes, that would make sense.
I think it's somewhere.
It must be somewhere because I thought you had to do it.
Well
wait a second,
for those
wait a second.
That are hearing, yes.
When you're filling out the application, there's a place to put in the name of the abutters. Mm-hmm. But that's only if it's conditional use. If it's a permitted use.
Yeah, right.
If you're, for example, like your
building. Yes, it's right here under 804.2E. Names and addresses of a body property owners. But that's only for the
conditional.
Yeah, a conditional permitted use. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about.
With the subdivision.
Names of roads and buttons. Oh, okay. 804.4 talks about applications for subdivision of land. And that's what we're addressing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Names of roads of
right.
property, but doesn't say names of abutters. What we need to do is add names of abutters, right?
Yeah, if we want to add it in there, somehow they should be made aware.
But it's, I know that it's in there already, somewhere. But
Applications for conditional use and permitted use.
Mm-hmm. Although we haven't found yet, I mean, they put up those little P signs, right? Where does it, somewhere in here, it must talk about them. But I actually don't remember
seeing.
For a
sign permit shall include the following minimum sign application. And I definitely don't know the answer to that. So there's part of me that feels like there's sort of two paths. One, if you guys feel that it's in there, then we could just see if we agree on the proposed language and know that it's in there? And if it's not in there, then do we need to hold off and make sure that that's covered?
I think we should go ahead, make the change.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what I feel.
I think we should.
And then speak to Dennis about
how that happens.
Is there a place where he is guided to let the abutters know if it's not going through?
Right. And if it's, and if we accept this proposed language, and I can check in with Dennis and see if that is the case. And if it's not the case, then I guess on the next round, you just need to plug that in. I mean, if people feel comfortable with that path.
So the difference is, if the zoning administrator just issues a permit without the DRB involved, right now there's no requirement to notify abutters.
We don't know that. We think that there is, but we're not sure.
No, actually, I now think it probably is not.
Yeah, okay.
Because if it's, if it doesn't,
a conditional use.
If it's not a conditional use, there doesn't have to be a hearing, so
it
doesn't have to be a notification.
A boundary line adjustment.
So that's where I don't think there's an issue with any level.
Yeah, because it's between a couple of lots.
And that's where I'm just thinking, like, we could, I think, very simply add language in here if this is the appropriate place to make sure that that isn't bypassed if the zoning administrator is issuing the permit. So somehow we should make sure, because I think it would be good for an abutter to know.
Well, maybe at the end of 701.2, we
that's
just,
what I was just thinking
just,
too.
Just say zoning administrator notify abutters prior to issuing permit or something.
There you go, right there.
I don't know.
Write that down.
We could try that. We could. And so then it becomes up to Dennis to let the abutters know this is what's happening. And is that prior to him issuing the permit? I mean,
maybe
what is our time frame?
Because the permit is, it's got a time period to
right?
Yeah,
for public comment.
Yeah.
It's a 30 day.
Mm-hmm.
Before it can be finalized, so that
true
notify abutters.
Right.
So if he issued the permit and then notified the abutters, and then they had that 30
that
time.
Same 30 day.
Okay.
So I thought it was already like that, but
well, let's
and we
add
can
that.
Clarify that. But yeah, so if we were, if we agree to accept this, then just the language being here, the zoning administrator will notify the abutters
at the time of issuance of
shall. The zoning administrator shall notify the abutters at the time of issuing, what did you say, Vince? Issuing permit.
I mean, that seems like good sense, because again, I keep reading stuff. I mean, this stuff keeps coming up. Not in Danville, but people show up at the 11th hour and you know, they're abutters or they haven't been notified or they didn't realize they were notified.
Yeah.
I mean, it really stresses people out.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's where I feel strongly about
so it. So it seems like if the abutters are notified, then they can't come in, you know,
and say, well, you
last minute Charlie and got
what's
things
happening?
Aren't half built.
Right.
And what's happening, you didn't tell me about it.
Right.
It's true.
Okay. So if we put this, and then you guys tell me your thoughts on this. So if I put the zoning administrator shall notify the abutters at the time of issuing the permit, because the permit has the 30-day. Okay. And then I also feel inclined, I don't know what you guys think, to let Dennis know and just seek his opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Because it's not too late to just squeak that right out.
Right, right.
And we can adopt this.
And then change that. So do you guys trust me on that one then moving forward? If I talk to Dennis and he has a big issue with that, and I take that language out and then we address it next time?
That's fine.
Yep. Okay.
I mean, quite honestly, it probably is a hassle sometimes notifying the abutters.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Because people are like, they're estates, they're LLCs.
Right.
You know, they're just hard. I mean,
But even if we had some sort of just like basic letter that he could come and grab a letter and go boom, that sort of thing.
And just do the best he can. But
yes.
It's not automatic that he'll be able to like actually notify every.
I know, and that's where I want to get his feedback on it. I mean, I think it's a good job.
What's happening is actually just boundary adjustment between then the two, the actual
adjoining lots.
The adjoining lot.
So it's really the owners affecting.
Already know.
Right.
The question is whether subdivision, which adjusts the boundary line between two lots and results in lots, or reduces the number of should be considered.
It's not even related to a new subdivision.
Forget it. We don't need. Don't worry about notice, is what I would say.
You don't have to do that at all.
Oh, I didn't even get that distinction. This is just an adjustment.
Other than permitted boundary line adjustments.
Well, that must be right then. If it's a new lot, the abutters have to be notified because I thought I had to do that.
But this is.
Yeah.
Right. This isn't that.
This is an existing.
This is like a real minor.
Okay. This is. So we're good.
But you do get extremes.
I'd rather us be on the safe side, so that's good.
But you can get extremes.
Yeah.
Right.
If you have 100 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And it's owned by a couple of owners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's divided right now. In half, so one half. Yeah.
Okay.
And one owner says, I just want to have 1 acre.
Mm-hmm.
So you adjust it. And so 1 acre, and they can have a developed. But that's a whole different
thing. That's a whole different thing. Right. And the only landowners affected are the two involved, and they've got to agree anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So it would just be repetitive. It's not.
Okay. So that's good.
That seems good. Yeah. No more, I agree.
Okay. We just went down around.
But a new subdivision, that's a whole different
thing. Yeah. Okay. We're not there.
Good.
Okay. So then
so
the bottom
okay,
line,
as is.
We're moving forward with this.
I like that.
Proposed. Everyone agrees.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And then, so then I think we literally might just have one. Section 701, we did. Oh, yeah, there was just one other thing in here that several of you guys had an issue with last time. And I know David definitely did, so I really wouldn't want to take any action on this. Do you guys remember this?
It was on the Airbnbs?
Oh, no, that's a different thing he wants to address. But permitting
and
examples, 801.2. So this was where Dennis was saying, well, here's just sort of. He has a handout, apparently, that sort of gives people
an idea.
And we were like, no, we're not going to put this in there. This might just be confusing. He can keep his handout. So I think, I don't know where you guys land. It seemed like we had agreed, or most of us were on the same page. Let's get this out of here. We don't want to do that this time around. It's confusing. He can stick with his handout for now, and then we can revisit it. So I don't know if that's...
Yeah, that's right. That's been a one.
He had that list...
Yeah, he had given us. I've got that over here that he gave us. Yeah, exactly. And so, and I know David was kind of like, no, like he was not into that. So personally, I would rather not take action on this right now and just tuck it.
So So what you see the examples rather than putting all the examples in there and in here, they're just going to be on a sheet of paper and
that's
hanging
what he currently
is hanging out.
Yeah,
because
so that people can wrap their head around they're proposing and where it lands with better.
And this makes it too official.
Yeah.
We didn't want to
he had a yes no thing.
So he has
handed out.
And I've got that one tucked over here too. But I feel like that would be something we could relook at it if you guys agree for next time because no one was really comfortable with.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's that. Vince, did you have any other thoughts or questions on this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
801.2.
That's this one.
Yeah,
that's
so basically that would remain.
Oh, okay.
That would remain.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he would have his hand out versus this table.
And if you don't include all the examples, and you have.
Right.
And I think what we did say was that maybe the permit guy needs to be. Punched up or reviewed or whatever.
On that.
And maybe that's something if Dennis is real unhappy. I mean, I can I could work with him about trying to develop it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But I
that would be awesome, and I can let him know that. I think he kind of had a sense that we were going to hold off on this one, so and he's got the handout, so yeah. But I can mention that. Should I mention that?
Okay.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
And the last one was the signs, right?
Yeah, the signs we took care of last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was all good.
So, you guys, I see the sign is up.
That's awesome.
Yesterday morning.
You did it. Nice. That's awesome, Rob. I'm glad that came.
For the train station?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Well, it ends up that now we know Ross the complaint. No, the back. It's a guy who wanted to be on the select board in 2020. Was not elected. Tried again in 2022. Was not elected. Was a chip on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And he voted against the train station in January. And so he's voting against the sign, and he complained.
But the sign's all set now. We got it. Right?
Yeah, it's all squared away.
And
I've got the permit on the door there.
That's awesome. Good to go.
And Dennis winked at me.
Yeah, that's awesome. It happened.
Okay.
Good. And we just worked through. So that was all the bylaw stuff. So thank you guys for doing that one. And I know David had brought up the Airbnb stuff that he wanted
to do. I'd like to have that. It's because I am concerned with lack of a housing for workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll
be a good conversation.
Well, especially you look at resort communities and stuff, but they have ski resorts. It's really hard.
Do you see what the Billingtons
What are they?
Huge build-out, but they're doing a lot of low-income. I mean, they're really building that stuff.
Which is so important.
But, you know, that's heavily capitalized operations. I mean,
they
can structure those contracts to make the developers do that because it's such a giant pie.
Exactly.
Whereas here, it's kind of small potatoes.
JP and stuff like that.
But it seems like these big build-outs are starting to address.
I know.
They've got to figure this out.
Right. Well, important from our point of view is the hospital can't keep
because
they don't have places to
live. And that's where I didn't know the reason I just brought that one up. I know Dave mentioned it last time around, but just any other goals, visions, any? And we can talk about this sort of next round. I know our big thing tonight was the place census.
Yeah, I think the after we get these through the select board structure and zoning areas.
The districts you were saying.
Yeah, and the area.
Yeah, and Vince, I was thinking I work closely with Caroline Gordon from Rural Vermont. And Kat Buxton, who does some soil work, and just in talking about like how to also protect farmland. I know you mentioned that at a meeting back in the fall or the winter. Just, you know, so there isn't the sprawl and you have some of
you mean the way rural residential is just it's just essentially borders all the roads.
Right.
It's kind of like the maximum build out for 3-acre lots where you don't even want to go.
Right.
And that does is sprawl. And if you can get clusters.
Well, that's why there's that one provision right now to do a cluster. But in general, I mean, that's just a sorry looking map to see.
Yeah.
You know, that's the potential in all the good farmland, just for a border along all the 3-acre minimum lots. That's essentially whatever.
You're right. So anyway, if you don't mind, just think about for next time around, because then we can have a conversation once this sort of these big hurdles. And I'll be in touch with Dennis and all the stuff that we discussed and see what else he has to say. And anything else? I know, because last time was a long one, so that was cool. And there's no public comment, right?
So, I mean,
you get any mail?
Yeah, no. Oh, I didn't even check. I
noticed I did a a sale to the food pantry, mm-hmm. Rural Edge. And I never even knew that development was there, behind Chiang Tai. It's called Mountain View Drive, you know, right in town.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole complex up there.
Wait, what is this? Where's Chiang Tai?
It's the Thai joint. It, yeah. Like, you know, where.
Chiang Tai in Littleton?
No, right here. No, that's not the right name.
Then. No. You mean the.
What's the Thai joint called in Route 5? It's not Chiang Tai.
Oh, Cam's Thai.
Oh,
in Varney.
Is that the
No. Right in St.
Jack. Cam's Tide. Cam's Tide.
Super Spice.
The Super Spice is a good one.
No, it's not so.
Yeah. So there's a Rural Edge development back there?
So there's I went back in there and I looked. I didn't even know where it was. It's Mountain View Drive. It's right behind, like, where Peish is.
Yeah.
But you can't even tell it's there. You got to go up Mountain View Drive and you drive in there. And I Google Earth it. Or what? Oh, it was. And it looked like kind of a commercial complex, but mm-hmm. It's a pretty substantial low-income housing complex.
Tucked in.
It's like four big apartment buildings mm-hmm. with a center circle with a community building.
I had no idea.
I met, you know,
like
really,
done well.
Really nice woman, you know, there's staff people there, mm-hmm. a couple of staff. I mean, I complimented her on it. I said, this place looks great.
That's
awesome. They have property management. And, I mean, it really looked pretty good. I was really pleasantly surprised. What struck me is how out of tune St. Jay is, because now you've got this low-income housing development. By definition, most of these people don't have cars and mm-hmm. they probably shouldn't have cars. Mm-hmm. They can't, you know.
Right.
Because they're expensive.
All the other expense, yeah.
You got other things to worry about. So to walk out of there, and now that I think about how I've seen people walk around, of course, Deb is telling me the methadone clinic is right next to the synagogue, too. But anyway, what people are doing is they're walking out of that complex mm-hmm. by the synagogue and then trying to, they're walking in the gutter.
Right.
No sidewalks.
Right, I know.
Where is this time?
That's not.
But it may not be St. Jay. It's probably a state thing mm-hmm. because that's a state road and they redeveloped it. Mm. So you see
the
disconnect?
That's the planning.
That's extremely.
And that's why we're talking, like, it's good because the planning is that vision piece. Like, what do we want to see?
Like, if you're going to have complexes like that, you got to have people walking to the store and not feeling like they're in the gutter.
Exactly.
The Energy Committee brought up walkability
mm-hmm.
For
Danville's doing great
village.
With that. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
And we're
adding on some more walks.
Yeah, good.
But it just seems like it's a work in progress when you think of it like that. And the future needs for more of that.
Exactly.
And people needing to walk to the drugstore and the
right.
And it's dangerous
to do that.
And plus it's demeaning mm-hmm. for people to have to walk in the gutter. I mean, that's just stupid.
Well, actually, you know, there's increased foot traffic on Walden.
Has there been? Yeah.
There, right? It's a good deal for the youngsters to practice on trestle. And jogging for track.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And stuff
I've
like that. So you get these long lines of kids going through it, Steve.
Well, anyway, I really like the woman who's running it because these are social workers, okay? They're doing it because that's what they care about, not because it's a job that
brings in the money.
Brings in a lot of money.
Right.
So right off, you got to hand it to them. But, she says, oh, no, we have property management. I mean, the place looked pretty clean. It was nice. And I'm thinking, gee, I wish half the slumlords in town could come to the standing.
Like that, right.
Or whatever in the future. I mean, it just needs to be more like that going forward because you could see people, I mean, a lot of them are probably impaired and unable to do yard work type stuff anyway, but clearly it would affect their sense of being by being in a relatively nice environment.
Space, exactly.
And, you know, it just meant a lot. And woman, I think, you know, sense that. And that's what keeps her going because it's a nice little community building. And, you know, it's really a sad situation. Well, they get grants for, so we did some
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, we want to distribute this food at the end of the month. It's just going to all run out of food stamps, which is not called food stamps anymore.
Right.
It's old world. But that's what they're dealing with all the time, is people stressed out about stuff like that. And so then they had this community center where they could do distributions. And elderly people were already showing up. I mean, people are really
Well, that's what I see with Neighbors in Action. So I really help Neighbors in Action a lot in Cabot and and it's amazing how many the lines that we give the kids. Yeah. Like a lot of my friends with kids, we just pack up the boxes and it just goes and it goes and all the food goes. I mean, it's huge. Great. So yeah, these are the things. Anyway, think about anything else that's your priority.
Going forward, you know, I mean, I think Danville would have a better handle on this, but it just seems by default what happened there is disconnected.
Yeah,
and it doesn't really make sense and not pedestrian friendly. It's just.
And that's where we can just think about the planning aspect.
Well, it'll be interesting at the hearing with the Sunday Life Board. Any folks from the public there that have looked at it.
Right, right.
Quite a few individuals there. It'd be good to have their input. Like, look,
is she the energy commission?
Well, she's
from
on
the hospital,
energy.
But that's what I thought. Okay.
And on the train station.
Oh, within the LVRT, I know, thank you.
And the LVRT, so she's very busy.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to have her input on the plan.
Yep. Well, we can also, you know, ask for that as well. So, so thank you guys. I'll just close.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and what time? Yeah, thank you guys. So 8:49 and we're wrapping up and I'll get the minutes squared away and you guys have a good one. And thanks again for your patience with
my glitch.
I appreciate that.